Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And the economy, as we all know, is not going so swell right now. A lot of people losing their homes. A lot of people losing their jobs, their benefits. But the one thing that people are not willing to sacrifice when it comes to a bad economy is their buzz. You know, people will continue to buy pot, even though they're just getting by on rent. They'll continue to buy liquor and pills because, taking that edge off is pretty important. But for people who want to try to save money, got a couple of questions for you here. What, instead of buying like the high-end vodka, the high-end bourbon, whiskey, tequila, maybe some scotch, what are some less expensive vodkas and whiskeys and tequilas to go with that still won't, you know, give you that hangover the next morning? I was looking at the website here, and there's a website that talks about, you know, lower-end vodkas. And there is one from, and I've been hearing a lot about this, but I haven't gotten it yet. There's one vodka that Costco sells. And obviously they sell, Grey Goose vodka, which is fairly expensive. But there's also Kirkland Signature vodka. And even though I wear Kirkland pants and socks and shoes and shirts, I have not gone with Kirkland vodka yet. But here is a review of it. Kirkland Signature Vodka from Costco. I finally broke into my bottle of Kirkland Signature Vodka. How proud is this young man from Costco this week? And he says, I can honestly say that it's excellent. Not only is the bottle attractive, but the stuff inside is premium vodka. Clean taste, no aftertaste, and a smooth buzz. He's not had any problems with it so far. Five times distilled in France. I would say this stuff ranks up there with Grey Goose. All right, the less expensive pots, the less expensive vodkas and bourbons and wines that are still quality. And I'm sure this audience is loaded with dudes that are trying to save money on all of these, that you want high-end vodka, but you don't want the high-end price. So what are some cheaper drinks, some cheaper, pot, maybe some cheaper cigars that still taste like the real deal? All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Is this from you, Randy? You've had the Grey Goose or the...
Oh, that's no, that was
from,
me.
Gino, I'm sorry. You've had the Costco vodka?
I haven't had the pleasure, but I just looked it up online, and the bottle is really like a sexy bottle.
You like the bottle?
Yeah, because, I think a lot of cheap stuff has a tendency to go gaudy, so you know to stay away from it.
Right.
This is just a lovely, sexy vodka bottle.
All right, I'll look it up. The Kirkland Signature Vodka Bottle. But evidently... this is it's getting good reviews. So this vodka is also it comes in different flavors, but it's $29.95 for 1.75 liter bottle at Costco, and Grey Goose is going to put you in at $47.99. So if you want something that's getting good reviews, maybe that's the way to go. Another review: I agree that Costco vodka is an excellent value. If you happen to see it again, I suggest picking up a stash. We went to Costco recently to purchase another bottle. They were out. And we were told that it is not a permanent item and led us to believe that they would not be getting any more. So you may want to slide in there. But Grey Goose is expensive. But the reason why you pay for Grey Goose, and I'd watch it getting it in bars, because sometimes they'll screw you and not give you Grey Goose. Especially in casinos, I've noticed that. You wake up completely hungover the next day, and you're like, man, that was not a Grey Goose night. That was a low-end vodka night, and my body is on effing fire. But the Grey Goose, the Kirkland Signature Vodka, is getting some good reviews. But again, the reason why you go with Grey Goose is because it's not a low-end, cheap vodka, and hence you're not going to wipe your liver out in one night, and your liver's not going to work harder and more than it has to. And again, high-end vodkas, more expensive, but in my opinion, less of a hangover. You go with that low-end vodka crap, and you might be in bed all day. And if you're in bed with a hangover, you know that that's the one of the worst feelings ever. That dehydrated, sort of tinny feeling you get in your body where you're dry heaving and you feel okay for a second, then you get the sweats, then you get cold, then you get the sweats again. And the reason why that's a bad day is because you know it's entirely your fault. It's not like catching the flu or catching a cold. It's what you did to your body. And you wake up the next morning, you go, man, was that not worth it? Jesus Christ, was that not worth it? And you go, I'm never going to drink again. I'm never going to drink again. And I'm not one of those guys that can get right back into it. You know, the hair of the dog that bit you. I have a real tough time drinking wine to this day. I can't even smell wine because it's the first alcohol I got buzzed on back in, let me see. I was, it's probably 1978. I've not had a glass of wine since 1978, 30 years of no wine, because I drank a bottle of it and fell right on my face. But I was 15 years old, didn't know any better, but it's still to this day I can't drink it. So that one of the joys has been eliminated from my life. You know, I hear like Tom Likas talk about wine and some of these other guys talk about how great it is.
Look at that.
And I get nauseous just hearing about it. All right, you want high-end vodka, high-end liquor, high-end weed, but you can't afford it anymore. What's the alternative? Mike in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Here's what you do. You buy yourself cheap vodka, Smirnoff, whatever comes in a plastic bottle, and you pour it in your Brita.
Hey, there's an idea.
You let it distill, because that's exactly what distilling is. Like, they make vodka and they pour it through charcoal. So you buy yourself cheap vodka, and then, I don't know if you have an expensive bottle laying around, if you're concerned about that, you can pour it in an expensive bottle.
Right.
But all that's doing is taking all the impurities out.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned.
That's what gives
like,
you the hangover.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, Gina is. She loves the bottle. I'm not into the. The aesthetics of the bottle. It can come in a bag. You know, you can put it in a Ziploc bag. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not really concerned about the bottle. But
right.
But if that's all you're doing is running it through charcoal, then why doesn't Smirnoff run it through charcoal?
Well, that's the distilling process. Apparently, the charcoal takes out the impurities that give you the crazy bad hangover.
Right. Now, has this worked for you?
Yes, it has.
All right. So that's a great tip, man.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
At least I can do.
Running through like a Brita. How long does it take?
Well, I mean, that's the thing with the Brita. It does drip through. So, I mean, you can actually run it through, let it collect. It takes about, a half hour to an hour, depends upon how much you put in.
And then run it through again?
Yeah, and then keep running it through. It's like Smirnoff has triple distilled vodka out now,
right?
Which is kind of what they say they do. So you're just basically doing the same thing in your house.
Hmm. But again, why wouldn't they do that?
Because it's expensive. I mean, they make it in huge vats, so it's going to take longer, where they can just pound out cheap vodka and sell it.
Now, I also heard, is there any truth to this, that the potato-based vodkas give you a bigger hangover than the wheat-based?
I did not hear that.
Because I know a Grey Goose is a wheat-based vodka. And
yeah, and Chopin, I think, is the only kind of potato-based vodka out there.
I thought Smirnoff was potato-based.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was. I don't know. I may be wrong. But I think anything coming out of Russia is potato-based.
Sure.
But maybe it's not. I don't know. But
Smirnoff is Swiss, I think.
Smirnoff?
Stoli?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Stoli. Yeah, right. Stoli's is the one from Russia.
Russia, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's potato-based.
Right.
Yeah. All right, buddy, that's a great tip, man. You deserve a round of applause for that, buddy. You're going to save a lot of livers, dude.
Thanks. Go out there and enjoy.
All right, take care of yourself.
Take it easy.
All right. I tell you, man, this is the smartest goddamn audience when it comes to getting around the system. I mean, you're talking about beating the system. You're talking about, five-finger discount, really take advantage of the system when it comes to fast food places. This is the best audience right here. You're going to learn every single night. You're going to learn a little something on how to beat the system here. All right, let's talk to Bob in Burbank. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tim. Big fan of you and your father, actually.
Hey, thank you, sir.
But anyway, I had a tip on how to get some cheap marijuana, actually.
Okay. All right.
Well, I have my medical license, of course. And, you know, when you go to the store, it's going to be $55, $60 for an eighth and so on. Some places charge $75, $80. But I noticed most places, if you ask for a shake, which is just the crumbled up pot that's not in, like, a bud form, that can only be $10 a gram or less, which is significantly less. You know, you can pay $30 for an eighth rather than $60 for an eighth.
Right.
And that's great for joints or what have you. So,
do they have it on display, or do you have to ask for it?
Some places have it on display. A lot of places don't like to hype it up as much because, you know, it's so much cheaper.
Right.
So some places you have to ask. Other places just have it right out there in the open.
Another great tip, man. And then run it through the Brita water filter.
Yeah, that should do something for me.
Right. And then eat the filter. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. There he goes, everybody. That's interesting. Now, I know Randy's got his pot license because he suffers from glaucoma. What do you suffer from?
No, I suffer from insomnia.
Insomnia. All right. And do you have to ask for a shake, or do they have it on display at your store?
You have to ask for it. It's on the board, but they don't have it on display because at the pot store, they have just, you know, little containers of pots. You can open up, smell it of, you know, like eight different brands. But shake, you have to ask for specifically.
Do you buy shake?
No. I buy good stuff. I buy $20 grams.
Man, were you high last night, huh? He sent me a video last night of him playing we got to put that on YouTube. Can you put it on YouTube?
I can put it on YouTube.
Can you put it on by the end of the show?
I'll put it on right now.
All right. Let's put it under, I won't say it over the air because I don't want a million a-holes to put up there. I'm gonna put the title on. I'm going to write this down, though. And then once Randy has this up, I don't want you to say it over the air because a lot of people will throw videos up.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be the title of it once you put it up.
You got it.
All right. Once you put it up, then we'll announce the title
of
it.
It'll be up in 5 minutes.
Okay. It's going to be up in 5 minutes. And you're going to laugh your ass off, especially if you're high. This is Randy Wang. You saw this last night, didn't you, Gina?
It is one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in my life.
Are you more attracted or less attracted to the guy? I think you would be more attracted to him when you saw something like that.
In a way, I am, but I'm still, something about me, I still want to keep him at arm's length, you know? Because what if you're getting high with him and just chilling and all of a sudden he pulls some weird stuff like on that video when it's just you and him and there's no one can hear you scream?
Hey, Randy, what song were you singing last night? What song were you playing the piano to?
That's a song from the 70s rock opera, The Phantom of the Paradise.
Okay. You've got to watch, and when Randy will put this up on YouTube, and it is going to be, especially if you're high right now, you're going to laugh your ass off when you see Randy Wang last night, higher than a kite, playing a fake piano, an air piano, and singing along. It's only about 2.5 minutes or so. But it is one of the most entertaining yet slash disturbing things I've seen in a long time.
And you know what, Tim? If I were to think that it was sexy, you know what was sexy about it? His commitment to it.
It really is great. All right. You want a high-end high, but you're too cheap. You don't got any more dough. You know, you busted out. Your house is now worth nothing. You may have lost your job, but you still want the high-end high. How do you get a high-end high on a low budget? Gary in Rancho Santa Margarita, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Tim? How you doing?
How you doing? All right, man.
Excellent. My tip for you is Skittles and vodka.
Mixing them?
Mixing them. Just basically going to Ralph's, buy that like cheap $5.99 bottle like Borski or whatever kind of well vodka they got.
Right.
Just get yourself a bag of Skittles. And then what you do is you just, you can either drop them all in at once or you can make like grape, lime, orange or whatever. And you just leave them in there for about 3 or 4 days. You got to let them kind of, like, get all the sugar out and all that type of stuff.
Right.
And then you just take a little bit of cheesecloth because some of the fat comes off of it. I guess it's like lipids or whatnot.
Jesus, I mean, this is your full-time job.
Absolutely. I've actually been to bars where you'll see, like lines of different, like, you know, I guess colored vodka all lined up. And that's basically how they make it.
Well, that's interesting.
It's Skittles, and it's like a real sweet, real good taste of vodka. Going down smooth, you don't need a chaser or anything. You just drink out of the bottle, actually.
And you have different flavors with the different. You got to separate your Skittles.
It depends on the budget. I mean, sometimes you can, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to just dump them all in there. But if it's a good week, then you can get the big bag and you can separate them all and get the different colors and all that type of stuff, you know.
That's pretty cool, man. Thanks for calling.
And my pleasure.
All right, there he goes. All right, getting high on a budget. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Joe in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I don't know how to say this. Balloon around.
Yeah, I think we're going to pass on that recommendation.
No, Tim, you really should have heard the guy out.
Well, because we can't talk about, you know, you can't promote that over the air because, because, you know, when kids do that, all of a sudden they're going to be like, you know, the parents are going to be emailing me, you know.
Well, apparently it gets you high.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to, it had to do with feces, and I'm out. I'm out of that business. I'd rather, you know, be sober than sitting around worrying about, you know, that type of high. Jesus Christ almighty. Low end. Where are these guys, where are these monkeys calling from?
The zoo? I think he was in Hawthorne.
Was he calling from the L.A. Zoo? The apes cage? Jesus Christ. That low end high. Holy smokes. All right, let's talk to Hamlet in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, man.
Hey, it was interesting that you had brought up, I just came out of the shower, and I heard you talking about the Kirkland and the Grey Goose example you had brought up. And yeah, a long time ago, a vodka connoisseur friend of mine told me that the Kirkland brand, at least the vodka, there was some connection with the company of Grey Goose. He told me it's the same stuff.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well.
Yeah, so, but you know, another thing to keep in mind is that Kirkland is not necessarily the cheapest vodka they have there, even though it's Kirkland. For example, I get Sky or Absolute sometimes, and for the same quantity, they charge actually less for that, because the Kirkland's about $30, I think, and they're all 750 milliliters or whatever they are. So
yeah, but you know what? I got a tough time with those things the next morning.
Which ones?
With anything, you know, lower than Grey Goose.
Oh, really? You know, it's funny because I drink vodka all the time. And
well, how old are you?
I'm actually 37.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you have you haven't been drinking as long. And,
maybe.
You know, you got yourself a decent liver.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Yeah,
but
when you're young, you can get away with the low-end vodkas and enjoy yourself. But as you get older, you got to step it up and you got to go top shelf so you're not hungover the next day.
No, I absolutely agree with you, and I'm into getting the high end of a buzz. But at the same time, I don't want to waste extra money if I've tried something out and know it works out for me, you know?
I know, and a lot of guys, you know, they're in a position right now where they say, you know, car insurance or vodka, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about your body and, you know, what you're putting in there. I would want to put whatever it is high end, whether it's high end weed or, you know, high-end vodka. I'm completely with you on that. But
I don't know if you heard the guy who said, you know, filter your vodka through a Brita water filter, but that's a pretty decent tip.
You know, it is, but it's getting kind of ridiculous to buy it and go through that. It's just pay an extra few dollars and, you know, don't get so cheap. I mean, you know, let's get real here. Is it really worth the effort and the time?
Hey, I'm with you.
You know, I mean, if you're
I mean, there's another guy that called up and said, you know, he has Skittles, he separates the Skittles, he puts them in the vodka, he waits 3 days, there's a cheesecloth involved. At that point, you know, you might as well just check into a clinic and try to get off it.
Exactly. Either quit or just go drink anything. Drink some Robitussin or whatever you get your hands on.
Make some more money before you start drinking.
There you go.
There's a reason why the state of California and the United States of America, when they give out those vouchers and they would give out welfare and those you know, food stamps,
mm-hmm,
you can't use them on cigarettes and booze because that's for people who are making money.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true.
So, I mean, these guys are, you know, obviously they're not there yet, but yeah, when you're working your ass off, you know, you got to get it. It's like a second job putting this vodka together.
Yeah, I say you treat yourself right and get the good stuff.
Yeah, I say you take a second job and drink, you know, once you get off the night shift.
I'm with you with that, Tim.
All right, Babu. Thanks
for
calling.
Take care.
All right, Hamlet in Los Angeles. Look at that guy, man. All right, we're close to putting you close.
It's up. It's just it takes a while for it to be able to get in YouTube's database to search for it.
Okay, and how long will it be, do you think?
Probably when we come back, it'll be ready.
Okay. All right, we'll tell you the title of Randy's disturbing video that will be up on YouTube that has Gina a little freaked out. I'll be honest with you. On the air, she seems pretty cool with it. But off the air, there's a definite drop in temperature when it comes to Randy Wang after watching that video. We'll tell you what it is and what it's listed on under YouTube, and you can see Randy Wang's disturbing video last night when he was high as a kite. All right, getting high on a budget. You don't have the money anymore for the high-end booze, but you don't like the hangover of the cheap stuff. So how do you get high on a budget? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. I've been